Hey, it's Trent.
And Celeste.
In the last few days, you've been hearing from us a lot because we're recording from the 2016 International Grand Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah.
We know that not everybody could make it, so we wanted to bring you the highlights.
Each day we posted a convention quickcast that's about 10 to 15 minutes, and today's the last day.
I'll cover everything that happens during the morning and early afternoon.
And I'll share the evening's top highlights. Between the two of us, you'll get a full recap. Let's get inspired.
Welcome to our final day together. Don't get too sad, we have a lot left to share. At General Session, we're hearing from Mary and Gary Young, then relaxing at the YL Spa and celebrating our Platinum Leaders at a luncheon. Later, we'll check out Baby Einstein creator Julie Clark's workshop and cap the day off with singing and dancing with Lady Antebellum. Are you ready? At our final General Session, we honored Platinum and Diamond Leaders. These driven individuals took the stage with the Young Living Executive Team to celebrate their success. These leaders are examples of hard work, dedication, and embracing the YL lifestyle.
We value the legacy that they have built. They are the true partners of Young Living, and we love them. So we would like to show our gratitude and respect for the rock stars of Young Living, our Diamond Leaders, by bringing them up on stage today.
Then Mary and Gary Young took the stage to address members.
Do you know what we heard the most? Thank you so much. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you've done for our family. Thank you for changing our lives. Thank you for everything. We are so grateful to be here. We're realizing our dreams. It's such a thrill. We love you so much. But you know what? The only reason we're here is because of you.
They also took a few minutes to present the Spirit of Young Living Award, which is given to outstanding members who embody YL.
A lot of beautiful people in Young Living, and Ben and Carol are a true example of the spirit of giving. And I can honestly tell you, had it not been for Ben and Carol, Fort Nelson Distillery would probably still be under construction. And it's been a beautiful job, and the work they've done is beyond the call of duty of anyone. Stand and help me welcome Ben and Carol Howden.
I would just have to say I feel very blessed to be part of a family that loves one another and cares. I don't think there's a company in the world that love each other like Young Living people do. So thank you all for being loving friends and family to us.
In the final address from the Youngs, Gary started out with a message of affirmation and talked about where he came from.
And I thought perhaps starting out, I'd just like to set the note that you can be whatever you want to be. Your heritage is the foundation. It's not the building. It's the foundation, the platform. But you can change the structure as it goes up to become whatever you want it to be. And you're building your life and building your future and building for success. All of that is up to the architect and the engineer. And that architect and engineer is you.
The Youngs also encouraged members to study the industry, watch trends, and prepare for the future.
Here's a couple of questions that I've posed for you. Are you studying the trends of today? Are you looking at how business functions and how it's managed today? You need to be studying it because this will give you power when you're talking to people. And this is why it's so important for you folks to look at some of the older distributors that built two decades ago in Young Living. But here's the real precious value, and that is you take the knowledge from the past and you incorporate it with the new technology of today, and it's win, win, win for everybody. We've got to build for tomorrow, not even for today.
In building for tomorrow, Mary and Gary urged leaders to reach out to people in their downline who are struggling.
The minute you sponsor one person, you become a leader, and you need to be willing to take on that responsibility.
And they said that as much as this business is about hard work, studying, and learning from others, it's also about knowing yourself.
Okay, so the greatest power you have in your life is know who you are. Take your power back and start to grow.
Finally, they talked about putting aside negative thoughts in your business and moving forward with conviction in your dream and ideas.
When I decide to do something, when I decide to build Fort Nelson, I didn't care how many people told me how cold it was. I didn't care how many people had other opinions and ideas. I done my research, I made a decision, and I never looked back from the day I started. And folks, there's always dream stealers around you constantly. Are you going to let them steal your dream? Folks, if you want to be successful, you grab it and you go.
Afterward, Senior Director of Global Philanthropy Nikki Davis and Senior Vice President of North America Eddie Silcock got the bidding going in an auction for the Young Living Foundation. Items included a football signed by YL brand ambassadors, some of the first oils distilled at our Ecuador farm, and paintings from awards night.
You have donated a total of $600,000 to bless others.
Things started getting interesting when romantic Ylang Ylang went up for auction, and Nikki decided she was going to get in on the bidding. She put up a fierce fight, clinching the purchase of the oils.
No one's going to outbid me. I'm going to really take them. All right. Going once, going twice. Sold to this girl right here.
At the very end of the session, Gary got members excited for the next time we'll all be together, the 2017 International Grand Convention.
Next year will be greater because we never do the same thing twice. And every time we do something, it's better and better and better and better and better. Right? So our theme for next year is Fulfill Your Destiny.
For my last stop of the day, I went back over to the convention center where I met up with Elise Goodman, operations manager for Beauty School, and the lady in charge of the Wild Spa to talk about the experience there. She showed me the stations where massage therapists work, the room where the raindrop technique is performed, and then the facial station where members can treat their skin to the rich art line. She also gave us the scoop on how members can get a similar experience to the Wild Spa before the next convention.
We actually have a cruise coming up in August. We will have hands-on training of our personal care products, and we also will have some raindrop training on the ship, which will be really fun. But we'll be back in Midway, Utah in December 1st and 2nd, and we'll have a beauty school then. It's more of a Christmas theme, so it'll be fun to, you know, come, maybe buy some fun gifts for your family and friends, and a great way to learn about Young Living's beauty products and experience a raindrop there.
I've had such a great time taking you through the last day of convention, but it's time to turn things over to Trent for the final afternoon and evening.
As our Platinum leaders celebrated their success at the Platinum Luncheon, Alyssa Francis, Royal Crown Diamond, gave each of them some valuable advice and shared part of her personal journey.
So I just want you to really enjoy being a platinum because there's lessons. And if you rush onto diamond and then the next rank, then the next rank, there are pitfalls through that. And so for me, what that meant was I kind of fell apart when I hit the top. And it was a struggle. I didn't have the leadership skills. I didn't have the experience or the knowledge. I encourage you to continue investing in yourself. If we all have the same comp plan, the same amazing products, and the same 24 hours in a day, why do you feel stuck? And so what I believe is that we're ruled by fear. Gary talked about that today a little bit from the stage. And that we tend to play small. So what is it going to take? I don't think that willpower can get you to the top. I believe that a lot of it is going to depend on your mindset, your inner game.
We sat in on the workshop by Julie Clark. She started and created the popular video series Baby Einstein, a multi-million dollar business venture.
When I started Baby Einstein way back when, which was in 1994, I was inspired. I was inspired to create something that didn't exist. And this is what made me an entrepreneur. With Baby Einstein. So I realized that inspiration was everywhere and often found in unexpected places, like your baby's nursery. So essentially, what I want to say is you make your own luck.
As an entrepreneur and businesswoman, she shared her experience while teaching Young Living members how to leverage their passions.
And finally,
what would the convention be without an awesome headlining entertainer? We invited Grammy Award-winning Lady Antebellum to join us at the Vivint Arena. Selling over a million albums worldwide and earning 6 platinum singles, Lady Antebellum has also earned 3 ACM and CMA for Vocal Group of the Year. The crowd went wild as they performed their classics and fan favorites. All I have to say is, wow, what an awesome way to wrap up the 2016 International Grand Convention. Each day, we gave you an inside look of what it's like to experience Young Living during the convention. Members from across the globe came together and it made for an incredible 4-day adventure. Don't worry, now that the convention is over, you don't have to go through podcast withdrawals. You can still hear our voices on a regular basis by listening to youngliving.com/podcast. You'll find episodes that are sure to leave you feeling inspired. Oh, and if you like the podcast, don't forget to give us a review on your favorite podcast app, like iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you for joining us each day of the Convention Quickcast on Drop of Inspiration. Until next time.